All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So on the bottom of page 85. Omer HaRamchal, Kol ma she'veisias ha'dugma os harbeh me'aksuvim zeh, kedei laharo she'kol anyonem ba'olam haruchni, heim lo sikmatim. Ha'olam hu lo'olam she'oved ba'ofen klali. So the example, remember, so we've spent the last number of days speaking about examples, and all of these examples point in the same direction, the direction that every action has a reaction. And again, of course, the examples actually that Ramchal was bringing down is the idea that even when it comes to righteous people, even small actions seem to have dramatic divine reactions. So the idea being that it's important to understand that just like in the physical world, every action has a reaction. Just like in the physical world, there is no such thing as an initiative without a response. The same yisod applies in the spiritual world as well. Zelonachon sha'ikr zehayiskadmos haklalit. Now, remember how this whole conversation started. And this is an important idea. You know, sometimes Ramchal says people make the mistake of thinking that what's important in life is the general approach, meaning the details aren't all that significant. Now, remember, we already know that that's an incorrect statement just from the physical world, meaning every single action, no matter how big or small, generates a reaction. Meaning there's no such thing in the physical world of just, you know, on a general sense, this is what I do. Every single thing that I do generates some type of reactive response. It's the same thing in the spiritual world. So see, here's the difference. In the physical world, a person knows that that's not a true statement or that's not a true idea because we see the results. So for example, you know, if I say, you know what, I'm just going to put my hand in the fire for 5 seconds. Well, what's going to happen? 5 seconds is 5 minutes. The person gets burned. There's a reality. No matter every single action, big or small, clearly generates a reactive response. In the spiritual world, because we often don't see the results of our actions immediately, so we tend to assume that only the big things matter. The little things, it's not such a big deal. The point that Ramchal was making in all of these examples is that even the little things, even the small things, absolutely generate a response. And even the small things matter. Zeklal, this is the general principle. So this is actually, the Gemara brings this down, that whoever says a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatran. So Vatran is someone who just simply overlooks and forgives everything. Whoever says that God is Mevater, the Kadosh Baruch Hu overlooks and just forgives everything, Mashma ha'olam ha'ruchani oved im viturim. If he thinks that the spiritual world just simply operates with God overlooking and God forgiving everything, ta'ut, it's a mistake. It's a mistake. Every single thing in the spiritual world, big or small, is important and is analyzed and looked at by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu ma she'Shlomo HaMelech alav HaShalom Omer. This is what Shlomo HaMelech said. Ki es kol ma'aseh Elokim yaviv mashal. So just to understand, remember, the yisod that the Ramchal is trying to convey to us is the need to be attentive to the details of our spiritual lives. That sometimes we think that the only thing I really have to focus on is a general idea. You know, like people say, generally I feel like I'm doing pretty good. There's no such thing as a general statement, but rather, again, the spiritual success of the Jew is embedded in the details of my spiritual life. The same way that the success of my material world, meaning, again, let's say, a person's running a business, and they say, you know what, I have great employees, and, you know, we're doing good sales. Only one issue, we have no pens in the office. No pens. I mean, maybe today it's not as applicable, everything is digital. No pens in the office, right? But otherwise, everything's great. So you understand, if you have no pens in the office, what happens when the customer calls and wants to place an order? What are you writing it down on? Somebody leaves a message, what are you writing it down on? You say, but come on, but in general, everything is going great. There's no pens. I say, if there are no pens, you're in big trouble. So same thing in a ruchni sense. Everything is about the details. In general, I'm doing great. By the way, in this particular area, it's not going so. Okay, so if that area is deficient, it doesn't mean that if one area is deficient, it negates everything else. Chas v'shalom. What it means is that if there's an area of deficiency, even if a quote-unquote looks small, that area of deficiency has an impact on who I am in totality. So he says, this is what Shalom Melech says, Ki es kol ma'aseh Elokim yavi ba'mishpat. So what does this mean? Literally, all the actions, kiskol maaseh, all my actions, kiskol maaseh, every one of my actions, Elokim ha Elokim yaviv mishpat, God will bring to judgment. Ki kasher ina kodesh baruch hu maniach milishkoach kol maaseh, maaseh tov katan kemoshu, just like God does not forget any small action. Right? Rebbe says it's very important. You saw whatever we say sometimes in the, you know, in terms of the deficiency also works in the positive. Kodesh baruch hu never forgets any small positive deed. Every single thing that I do, big or small, Kodesh baruch hu never forgets. Kein lo yaniach milishpot ulochiach. And the reality is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also does not forget to judge even the smallest infraction, right? Even the smallest sin. Ulohotzi, this is lohotzi v'neif harotzim, lespatos v'lachshov, shelo ya'ale ha'adon baruch hu b'dinav hadvar makolim, v'lo yikach cheshbon aleihem. And this is to remove the erroneous mindset that God kind of overlooks all of the minor misdeeds. Shbaruch overlooks the minor misdeeds, right? At the end of the day, look, God's got bigger problems. I've got bigger problems. I'm pretty sure he's going to give me a pass on the little things. The Ramchal says, it's not true. Ela klaluhu, kala omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu vatron, kala omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu vatron hu, yivatru me'ohi. Literally, the Gemara says, whoever says that God is a vatron, whoever says Baruch Hu overlooks and just simply forgives everything, yivatru me'ohi literally means his kishkas should spill out. In other words, it's not good. It's not good. The idea is that we can't delude ourselves into thinking that God will give me a pass on this. There's not a pass for anything in life. Well, so now obviously, you know, after 120, are there mitigating circumstances? So, of course, a person who goes in and eats chazer, right, knowing full well that chazer is treif, versus a person who doesn't even know that chazer is treif, but still eats chazer, at the end of the day, those are two different averos. But they're both averos nevertheless, and there's accountability for everything I do in life. Does Kadosh Baruch Hu hold a person accountable if they never knew? Of course, there's a level of accountability for everything I do. That level of accountability just simply varies on my circumstances. But whoever thinks that there's a built-in system of divine passes for smaller infractions because, hey, I've got much bigger problems, it's simply not true. V'chein amru. Im omr lecha yitzahara. If the Yitzhara says to me, Chata, v'akadosh baruch hu mocha lecha. If the Yitzhara says to me, ah, come on, just sin, and don't worry, God will forgive you. Al tishmalo, do not listen to the Yitzhara. V'zeh davar pashet emuvurar, says Ramchal, this is something simple and straightforward. Ki hine kel emas Hashem. The Ribono shel Olam is a kel emas, a truthful God. V'hu mash amar Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. Hatzur tamim pa'alo. He called Rachav Mishpat. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Tzur, he's the Rak, Tamim Pa'alo, complete in his actions. He called Rachav Mishpat, everything he does is justice. Kel Emunah Ve'in Aval, a God of Emunah, which means a trustworthy God, and there is no iniquity in him. Ki Kevon Shachadosh Baruch Hu wrote to the Mishpat, since God wants justice, Hinei Kachu over Ala Mishpat Hama'alim Esa'ay Min Achova, Kimo Min Azuchus. Also, at the end of the day, Baruch Hu, because he is a Kel Mishpat, because ultimately, again, he is a God of justice, he called Rachav Mishpat, there is accounting for everything. There's accounting for everything. HaMishpat, Ze'echad HaYisodo Shalem HaOlam Kayim. Justice is one of the pillars upon which the world stands. Kach Omeres HaMishnah Masech HaSavas, so too the Mishnah Masech HaSavas says, Ashlosh HaZram HaOlam Kayim. The world stands on three things. Aladin, V'Ala Emes, V'Ala Shalom. Justice, truth, and peace. Echad HaDvarim, top of page 87. Echad HaDvarim Sha'olam Kayim, Ze'aladin, Sha'akadosh Baruch Hu Kava Mishpat La'aretz, Melech Mishpat Ya'amid Eretz, Ha'amishpat Lo Ne'elam. Mishpat, justice never goes away. Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel, Bekerav Elokim Yishpot, Hashem Shofet Es Ha'aretz, Yesh Din Ba'aretz. Ha'akadosh Baruch Hu Makal Din Ba'olam, As Ha'din Chal, U'memela Ha'din Chal Al Kulam. But it's a very important yisod. The world runs with Mishpat. The world runs with justice. Now again, we know, of course, that justice is often tempered with chesed, right? Justice is often tempered with kindness, with divine kindness. But the point that Ramchal is trying to make is, there is no such thing as any action in this world, big or small, positive or negative, that is not subject to divine mishpat, that is not subject to divine justice. So this notion that sometimes we try to delude ourselves into thinking that something so significant God overlooks, the answer is God overlooks nothing. God, now I want to be clear, God may choose to forgive, Kadosh Baruch Hu may choose to erase, that's the Ribono Shel Olam's prerogative. But at the end of the day, the important yisod is, nothing is overlooked, and nothing escapes the divine prism of justice. That's his point. Al-Kain, let's just finish the word. Al-Kain, im mishpatu rotza, trustworthy God, no iniquity, he's righteous and straight. So what that means is, Chazal said, the tzaddikim v'larishayim. This means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the same standard for the righteous and for the wicked, that at the end of the day, everyone is subject to the same process, everyone is subject to the same level of inspection. Kikachi amida v'al kol v'al hakol hudan v'al kol chetu manish v'ein lehimaleit. There is a system of justice, Rav Osei, and that system of justice says, for every sin there is punishment, for every good deed, for every mitzvah there is reward. There is a system where everything we do in this world ultimately, again, is examined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is looked at by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol zeh hasfar l'chashivus hapratim. So what's the bottom line? Right, what's the take-home message? The take-home message here is the importance of details. You know, I think I mentioned this before, the expression goes, the devil's in the details. Well, guess what? It's really God who's in the details. The Ribono Shel Olam is in every single detail, and this is the great yisod of life. There's no such thing as being a big picture person. There's mean you could be a big picture person as long as you are concurrently a small detail person as well. There is no success in life without attentiveness to the details. That is true in the material world and it's true in the spiritual world. Lo, lezalzel bepratim haktanim, do not be dismissive of the smaller details. Ki pratim kitanim mitstarfin lechashbon gadol. Because we'll say, here's the amazing thing about little things, which is what? Little things combined to form big pictures. Va'al kol prat katon yesh shishlachos ruchanis. And every single detail has major, every single small detail, I should say, has major spiritual ramifications. Nizakim ruchanim gidolim. Every single small action could have beautiful spiritual impact, beautiful spiritual effect. But unfortunately, sometimes the smallest details that are in a state of disrepair or disarray could sometimes have the greatest detrimental impact as well. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up middle of 87, Emir Tashem, tomorrow.
We see this in biology. One sequence in a gene or an amino acid.
Everything's off.